techniques together with the most qualified staff, create an environment designed to maximize recovery and restore independence. Visit us at CatholicHealthServices.org.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
We are now kicking it old school with the one and only Tony Segretto, brought to you by Catholic Health Services and Texas Roadhouse.
Tell me, doctor, where are we going this time?
The show is just an absolutely gorgeous day. Looks like Chamber of Commerce type weather here in South Florida. Looking forward to getting outside here after the program, taking you on a walk of life. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby, Lubitz with you on 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone, and the iHeartRadio app around the world. Coming up now, and I've been looking forward to this all through the weekend, because we had to juxtapose a few things. We're on a little bit of a short week, as they would say if you were an NFL coach.
Yeah, we're on a short week. We didn't have time to practice.
But we're going to be off Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. This is my favorite holiday week because it's the first one, and it's always great. And I love Thanksgiving. I love the whole concept. And we welcome the show on this Monday, brought to you by Texas Roadhouse and Catholic Health Services, the great one himself, Mr. Tony Segretto. Tony, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing awesome, Defoe. Good morning. Good morning, Luby. Happy
morning,
birthday,
sir.
Mama DeForest. How awesome is that?
Unreal.
I got to share with you real quick. You just brought back such a chilling, wonderful memory for me because you were talking about your mom with the cream cheese and jelly sandwiches and how she would come out when you guys were playing punch ball. And my mother, God rest her soul, we'd be playing wiffle ball well into the night, and all the guys putting on their porch lights and asking parents to turn on their headlights of their cars, when it was time to come in, you would see the flip of the porch light from your house from your mom telling you it's time to come in, but having your mom come out about 8 o'clock after you've had dinner at 5 with a meatball sandwich for everybody.
Yeah.
And you'd go, oh my gosh, I just thought you all needed, like your mother, a little snack. So it brought back great memories. I'm glad you shared that, and how wonderful your mom is still with us at 97.
And it's amazing she can still hear at 97, because she also put up with my taking up and love of playing the drums, which I took up at 14 and had a nice set of Ludwig black lacquers.
Yeah.
And a couple of Zildjian cymbals, and I got into it. And naturally, not all of it. Drum practice may be the most impossible to tolerate, especially when somebody's just starting out. And she put up with all of that. She put up with us bowling in the basement with real pins, a lot of different things.
Yeah. I hear you. My parents had to put up with accordion lessons.
But no, they forced you into it, Tony. This is
they did.
Reverse.
Well,
yeah.
That's on them.
They did. But you know, it's really funny about the drums. My father, again, he's no longer with us. So God rest his soul. He was a drummer, and he passed on to me a set of his drums, which were real old wooden drums that were phenomenal. And
nice.
He taught me how to play the drums, and I wound up it wasn't a rock. We called them rock bands in the 60s, but they really, really weren't rock bands. And we dressed like the Beach Boys with the button down pinstripe shirt and made by Gant, G-A-N-T. And we would play parties and, you know, kind of made enough money to pay, you know, to pay for gas in your car. Or
you were in a
band? Might be.
Wait, Tony Segretto was in a band.
Yeah, and I used my father's drums.
What the hell?
As a young Keith Moon, unbelievable. A maniac.
Oh,
very
animated.
Listen,
we do this show long enough, you'll find out a lot of things about me you didn't know.
The main thing I found out about you, besides that you're a great American, is that you have degenerate genes, which I think is the real inherent attraction that we
hey,
have.
Hey, listen.
Let me get to this.
Can I ask you one thing real quick? That whole thing about the forgiveness of the bet?
Yes.
I knew that was I just had a feeling that was coming. When I saw that play, you have got to be kidding me. Everybody that's got a bet on this game is going to get really screwed up because of this horrible, horrible call. Maybe the worst call I've ever seen. Maybe.
I got robbed on that. I lost some money on that game. I had Purdue plus a couple of points. So I went down in
flames. But the forgiveness program is good.
Holy zit is all you can say to that. That doesn't happen.
So I'm sorry to have interrupted you, but I wanted to.
No, that's okay. I wanted to get into something with you here, and I think you started to see the light. And there are many people in this country you wish would do the same. But nonetheless, on this particular issue, the sanctimony of college sports. Now, this is not the week to get into a war over an idea or a concept. So I want to preface this by saying that. And I believe the tides are turning with Tony Segreto. And I dig where you're coming from, Tony. You're into the women's softball and things like that. There was nothing more enjoyable. And this program didn't draw a single fan. When I was playing ball there at Syracuse University, they were paying for the road trips. They were probably paying a couple of the players. No, they were doing a lot of things that were of great expense and got nothing back. So, and this was part of the sanctimony. I loved every second of being on a team bus going to Rochester there to lose a ball game in the freezing cold. And, you know, just the camaraderie and you make lifelong friends. I mean, there's a lot to be said for the sanctimony of having any opportunity to play college ball or ball in that level. But that being said, and this should especially offend you with your affiliations and your ties to Florida State, but Dabo Swinney implying, and here's a guy brought an infected kid on the team playing, which Luby is saying they knew full well about, and the guy was practicing all week, and they're saying now that Florida State chickened out of this game like they were chicken De La Hoya, and Dabo Swinney making these kind of remarks, I don't know. I mean, we're seeing a lot of this of late. Was hair color running down his cheekbone as,
oh my gosh,
as he was making these remarks? What did you think about that?
I you know, it's really funny because when I heard that game was canceled or postponed, however they wanted to describe it, my first thought was, how did Florida State screw this up? Right, that was my first thought.
Yeah, of course,
because I really thought it was a Florida State player. Then I heard what happened. And didn't think much of it. And then I heard the accusations, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me right now. I just, you know, it's a train wreck. It's an absolute train wreck. And we're going to go back to last week. And I've been saying this all along, too. And my only pushback here is sometimes your ears don't listen, because I said to you, listen, I do believe in the sanctimony of college, because I'm seeing it at all levels. You know, our daughter's flying in today. She got tested yesterday. She's been part of that softball bubble at Florida State University. And what they do for those young women is remarkable. The coach is off the hook great. And it is truly a sport that's played for the love of the game, because, quite frankly, what are you going to do when you get done? I mean, you've got one place to go, and that's the USA softball team, and not many get to go there. And even so, their money is not worth the time, absolutely, in terms of what they make and can they live on it. But to see what's going on now at that football program, and maybe others, I just shake my head. I really, really do. I shake my head, and I applaud those who are doing it right, and I'm disappointed in those who aren't.
This is Dabo, my hand to God.
Exactly.
Kids are playing for the preservation of the principles of Jesus Christ.
I'm going to find this really interesting, and as you know, I'm on the Orange Bowl committee. And I'm also on the football committee.
Oh, by the way, can you get us a couple of tickets for the game?
Yeah, exactly.
This year, Tony, sure, that's one of the many reasons we love you. Any shot of that? No? Isn't that the championship game that we are looking at?
Yeah. I want to set something straight so everybody knows this. We're double hosting. Just to make this clear so everybody knows, we're double hosting. The first game is the Orange Bowl game, right? The second game is the national championship game. While we are the home field and the Orange Bowl committee is the face in terms of, you know, doing hospitality and things like that, that game is governed and run by the NCAA and by the college, rather not even the NCAA, by the college football, the college football playoff, not NCAA, which means we do not have access to all those tickets. We all try to get some as members, but it's not a guarantee because CFP.
So you're saying two is out of the question.
Maybe not, but if I have access to them, you're more than welcome to them at the same price I pay.
Oh, stop with the price, Tony. Come on, man. You're on the show.
Those
week.
Aren't
you know
freebies.
But I want to wear my Liberty jersey to the championship game. I want to be there supporting my boys from Liberty, because they're going to be in it. There'll be all that's left.
I love. Yeah, they may be. They may be the only ones standing, quite frankly. It's interesting. And I thought it was quite interesting. Our son just came home. He's here in Vermont, and he comes running upstairs. He goes, "Can you believe we lose one of our top offensive linemen?" Talk about Notre Dame, his team. He goes, "We lose one of our top offensive linemen because of," and I went, "Don't tell me COVID." He goes, "Nope. Tommy Kramer had an appendectomy." And we just both started going, "You've got to be kidding me, of all things, an appendectomy." So that's
those
where
hurt.
We stand there.
Those
yeah,
hurt.
They do.
I never have. Anyway, I tell you what, and this is great, because I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday. It's my favorite holiday food, and it gets it going. I know similar things are on the table at Christmas, maybe a couple of other holidays, but wow, nobody does Thanksgiving better. And this is tremendous. What a great idea. I mean, no muss, no fuss. Texas Roadhouse, we welcome Ed Garcia to the program. And I know these guys have a phenomenal thing working for Thanksgiving for all of their patrons out there and people that might be new to the restaurant. Ed, how are you?
Good morning, Ed. Ed.
Good morning, guys. Ready for an awesome week. And we just finished up a great weekend of football, too. So I'm super excited to indulge myself a little bit more with awesome stuff coming up on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Triple overtime win for you guys. That was quite exciting. But Ed, tell us about, it's all about Thanksgiving now this week. And tell us about what Texas Roadhouse has to offer for Thanksgiving.
Hey, I would definitely check out your local Texas Roadhouse. One of the things that we can take off your plate is, I know all of us are, for example, myself, I love frying a turkey. I'm going on like year 20 of frying turkey. So I think I got it down to a science. But I'll tell you, to help out with some of the sides and relieve some of that pressure in the kitchen, get a big salad to go. Get our bread. We'll sell it to you frozen. You unthaw it that day, throw it in the oven for like 8 to 10 minutes, and it comes out just like at the restaurant with that honey cinnamon butter. Just adds that extra. And then we have a couple of stores, which I know I shared with you last week, that are doing this new bread pudding. It feeds like 4 to 6 people. And the price is phenomenal. It's literally the same price as a slice of apple pie, but now you're getting a full thing of bread pudding, which is great. But I do want to tell you one other secret. Friday is Black Friday. And I know it's a little different Black Friday with everything that's going on out there, but I'll tell you, for a fact, it is our number one gift card promotion. So, you can plan ahead and think about the holidays, what you're going to give to people, but most of the restaurants, it's going to vary. So you can call around and find out who's doing what. But on Friday, are going to be giving $25 to $30 back per $100. So you want to get five $20 gifts for your friends and then keep $30 for yourself? Doesn't sound like a bad idea. So really, really good deals coming up this week.
That is a great deal. That's right up Luby Street, too. I think that would be absolutely wonderful. Sounds great, Ed. And I know Thanksgiving is a time where you take care of your workforce as well, because they all have to work on Thanksgiving. And I know that that's going to be a big deal for you. And we love having this relationship, and I'm very thankful for you. And I want to thank you, Defo and Luby. My daughter's birthday was last week, and in Tallahassee, they have the Texas Roadhouse that Ed opened up, and Texas
nice.
Roadhouse took care of that entire party and gained 4 new patrons that had never been there before. So that's the kind of impressive presentation Texas Roadhouse can make. Thanks, Ed.
All right, thanks so much. Yeah, Ed Garcia. He's a great guy, by the way. Yeah, that guy's a great American.
Wonderful
we
guy.
Thank him for
really.
Being a part of the program here with Tony Segreto, Old School with Tony Segreto. Very thankful to have Tony as part of the program as well. We'll continue. We'll take you up until 10 o'clock. Tony usually heard on Thursdays in the 8 o'clock hour with Old School, brought to you by Texas Roadhouse and Catholic Health Services. The Greek is coming your way, I believe, at 3 o'clock, although he's been a little bit of a spot starter. I was asking Ricardo about that, and he said, no, he's there. He's ready to go. So we had a couple of things, I guess, pop up and maybe some technical issues. So look for the Greek, 3 o'clock today on 940 Winds and the iHeartRadio app. Tony Segreto comes back with more Old School. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 9:18.
During our Black Friday sales event at Miami Lakes Auto Mall, you can save thousands on more than 1,000 vehicles. The savings are hot. Get a brand new 2020 Jeep Compass, just $229 per month.
Choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential yoga gear. Noise-canceling headphones.
Welcome. Take a deep breath. Breathe.
degree. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
We got game. All of them. Play-by-play 940 wins.
I do have a question real quick I wanted to ask coming out of the commercial. You've seen Luby probably recently. I don't recall. Do you have a big screen phone or a little screen phone that you're watching the game on?
I mean, the screen's pretty big. It has a pretty good size.
Who's got the bigger screen? Would Shirley be interested in watching the Housewives on the phone and you
she
watching
watch
the game
the
on the TV?
Defoe's being a piece of work. We will watch shows we're watching together on the TV, and then I will have the game on my phone. Unless it's like, if it's a Heat game, the Heat game's on the big TV. If it's an FSU game or a Dolphin game, it's on the big TV. If it's the Raptors and the Celtics, which it's not one of my teams, I lose out there. We put on one of our shows on the big TV. It's a way I get to be with her. She accepts it. And I still can watch my sports instead of foregoing my sports.
There was an old sitcom that was ranked as one of the top shows of its time called The Beverly Hillbillies. Uncle Jed would have line whenever he would talk to Jethro, and Jethro would walk away and say something kind of like you just did. And Jed would go, "One of these days I have to have a long talk with that boy."
This is a Shakespearean tragedy of a relationship, the likes of which we've never seen before. I mean, it's a classic case of wimpdom on the part of Mike Luby-Lubitz. You know, when you're watching football on your cell phone, I mean, you can go blind doing that. You know, they used to say that about some other activity, Luby, that I guess you're trying to dodge now that you're in a relationship. Nonetheless,
goodness me.
I mean, this is some serious ugliness.
Defoe and Luby love kicking it old school with the legendary Tony Segreto. Big thanks to Catholic Health Services and Texas Roadhouse.
All right, pleasure to have Tony with us on this fine Monday. As we'll be with you until Wednesday, we'll have a deal of Volkswagen Degenerate Wednesday edition of Degenerate Friday from the Breezeway at Gulfstream Park, and then we're a week away from the championship meet. So a lot of exciting stuff happening here on the South Florida sports scene. Tony mentioned the bowl game, and of course the championship game is down here, which could well feature Liberty by the time all is said and done in college football. They're dropping like flies there, like 19 postponements this week. I'm not sure if it was more defining or incriminating, that clip there, and the exchange between you, Tony, and Mike Luby-Lubitz. And of course, my other favorite Luby clip is yet to make the rotation, but it will soon. And that was when he exploded about the type of show that we do on Friday here, where we gave out another $19 horse. And I'm not sure how our handicappers did, but I would imagine they did okay. These are great experts. And even if they don't win, the logic is certainly there. But Luby exploded because he wanted us to talk more about the second round of the NBA draft that day and the injury to Klay Thompson. I don't know. I mean, would you be inclined to do a more conventional line of sports talk, Tony Segreto? I mean, you, of all people, would have a strong opinion about this sort of thing.
I think you got to change it up. I think especially when it comes to – I mean, I think you ought to offer it up and say, hey, listen, the canvas is clean today. We can talk about anything you want. And then there are days you walk in and you go, listen, I want to talk the Breeders' Cup today. We're all in for Breeders' Cup, or I want to talk NBA draft. But you got to change it up. And we have to also understand that there are a lot of people out there that have a lot of different interests, and we just can't live in our bubble. Right. So, you know, that's why I think this show is so wonderful to do, because we are literally all over the board. And we offer a little bit of everything. We even offer nonsense, right?
Nonsense? What are you talking about here? I mean, this is what makes sense in this world. It's a Meshuggah world out there. All right, so what sense did you make, Tony Segreto?
Yes.
And I'm all in favor. See, I mean, a lot of people have just absolutely tragic reactions to certain things that happen in sport. And certainly this was not a favorable indicator to have your prized rookie quarterback, number 5 overall pick, yanked in the fourth quarter of his fourth game because things just weren't going well, and you were still in there with a shot, only down 10 points. And he gets what appears to be an injury on a play, but it turns out that he was fine, and Fitzpatrick comes into the ballgame. Now, when Don Strock, the stroker, used to come in, and you can't start a fire without a spark, as the song goes, sometimes you just need to switch things up to spark things up. And I guess you would have to say, just from what we witnessed, that far in advance of Tua's understanding of any kind of hurry-up offense in the pros is Fitzpatrick, the grizzled veteran at 37. But he did come in and nearly pull the ball game out, and the debate will be, Is Tua good enough? How is that going to affect him? He seemed to be unfazed by it. And would you put him in to be the starter in the next game? You are in a contending spot for the AFC East for the first time in centuries.
Yes, I would. This did not surprise me at all. I don't have a crystal ball. But, you know, you and I have been around this game long enough to kind of know some things that are almost predictable. And I think they put Tua in, hopeful that, you know, he would begin to grow. And I am almost certain, I would lay odds on this, that when Tua was told that he was the starter, and then Fitzpatrick was told, I would bet that Tua was told this flat out, listen, you're going to be the starter. If there are days when you are struggling, we're going to pull you out so you get a chance to take a rest and take a look, and we will talk with you, and you can look at the game from the sideline, and we're going to put Ryan in. I would almost guarantee it. So it didn't surprise me. I thought it would happen a little earlier than it did yesterday. But it didn't surprise me, and it didn't surprise me that right after the game, Flores, you know, sort of derailed everybody and said, don't even ask me. He's going to be the starter next week. This is how we work it. So I am all on board. I think that this young guy is a special guy. I think his approach to the game mentally and emotionally are sound and grounded. And I think he can handle something like this. And I think Ryan did a great job coming in. I thought that pass at the end was, you know, could have gone either way, although I thought it was a great play by the defensive back. And, you know, it's going to happen. We're going to grow. We're going to stub our toe. We're going to take two steps back. But there's no question that growth is there. Let's not get carried away because we had five in a row and we think we're going to, you know, run the table. That's not going to happen in this league. And it didn't surprise me in the least, not in the least.
Well, and here's the other question. It's a bigger question and obviously no definitive answer to it. But you mentioned growth, and the team is exceeding anything that you would have expected of them anyway at 6-4. Unfortunate, really, that they weren't able to get this win yesterday, and they almost did. They almost pulled it out, going 99 yards it would have taken in the final minutes of the game behind Fitzpatrick to get into overtime in that ball game. So there was something to be said for that. But you're asking yourself, I think this is a constant question that's going to hover over the head of Tua Tagovailoa this year and for however long it takes to either prove or disprove this. Are we getting an indication that this team is going to be perennially at the top level from what we're seeing so far from Tua Tagovailoa? And I don't know that he's given us that yet. If that's him or if it's Chan Gailey calling what looked to be Stone Age plays for a guy that doesn't really fit. Luby said this earlier, and, you know, reluctantly I agree with him. It doesn't really fit this style of offense where he's not used to dropping back behind a completely ill-equipped offensive line and trying to get off any kind of a pass. And in his confusion, he's hanging on to the ball and getting pounded in there. He looked like Jerry Quarry at the end of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think we're all growing. We're going to grow. The fans are going to grow with this team, and he's going to grow with this team. And, yes, I think he's going to be really good. And I think that both Chan Gailey and Tua, I think, and the entire team, they're learning each other. You know, there's one thing about practice. Everybody looks great in practice. Everybody wants to, you know, everybody's all pro in practice. But I think there comes a time when you're in the game and the heat of the battle, you need to find out how a player is going to handle the situation.
And that's my thing. That's my thing is, look, we've all heard the expression in life. You don't learn from winning. You learn from losing. You don't learn from succeeding because you just assume it's going to go smoothly. You learn from failing and how you handle failure. That's the funny thing. I'm not worried about the confidence thing with Tua. Like, the dude came in the middle of a championship game when they were down versus one of the greatest defenses ever. That Georgia defense was loaded, and the dude came in and balled out. So I'm not worried about his confidence. I don't care about that. My issue is we want to see what he is, right? We want to see how he handles tough situations. The first tough situation he faced, you take him out? Like, I'm sorry, that's garbage. Like, I think that's a load of trash. Like, Flores has done a great job in handling a lot of tough situations. He mishandled this. Like, let the kid play, whether he wins. They ended up losing anyways. Like, let him play, see what he has. And if he fails, it's okay. It's year one, start four. Like, Peyton Manning set the interception record as a rookie and went on to be a top 10 quarterback ever. Like, let him play. If he succeeds, great. But if he fails, it's okay because it was a learning experience. Failing on the bench doesn't teach him anything.
It's easy to sit at home watching the game on your phone or watching the game.
But he,
no pun intended. Watching the game at home and going, what the world? Let him play. Let him work it out. I agree. I mean, I agree to a point. But we don't know what's happening on the sideline in terms of he may be coming off and going, you know, I didn't see it. I just didn't see it. And or yeah, I know I didn't see it. I'm just not there, or whatever the case might be, where they felt it was time to make a change. And have him listen, they've done this with quarterbacks before over and over again. They need them to see what's going on from the sideline. It's a much different perspective. So I do not at all disagree with the what they did with the call. And I look forward to seeing him next week. I really do. I think he's got a lot to offer. I think he's got a great arm. I think he's got a really good release. I think he's got, you know, a good sense of who he is and what he can accomplish. And sometimes you just don't have it. Sometimes you just don't have it early on in your career. And I think that's where we were with him yesterday.
Luby became Coco Cameron on that, right? Fail forward fast. That was brilliant, Luby. All right, we're coming back with more in a moment. More old school with Tony Segreto on this Monday. Tony usually with us Thursdays in the 8 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Texas Roadhouse and Catholic Health Services. Legendary South Florida broadcaster, the great Tony Segreto. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz, a.k.a. now Coco Cameron. As he just wants to see a guy flat down, face down in the gutter, and peel himself off the mat and see how he can perform. There's something to be said for that. Yeah, back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
I say turn him loose. I think that's a big part of the problem. It's 9:36.
0969.
I'm Dan Patrick. The Danettes are ready to go. Coming up at 10 on 940 Wins, Miami Sports.
What kind of question is that?
What kind of a question is that?
How could you ask me a question like that?
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
It's time for today's mini trivia challenge, brought to you by the law offices of Jaron Spingarn. If you're injured in an accident, call 833-HIRE-JARON, 833-447-3527. Log on to HIREJARON.com. It's not just business, it's personal. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany certainly has been throwing a lot of curveballs lately. Harvard Law graduate, who was once enrolled at the University of Miami Law School, has been one of the faces of Donald Trump's unfounded claims the presidential election was a fixed fight. McEnany should know something about tossing the breaking ball, as she is married to a major league pitcher. Today's HireJarrett.com trivia challenge question is, what hurler, who was in the Rays organization last year, is married to McEnany? Is it Tyler Glasnow, Ryan Yarborough, Sean Gilmartin, or John Beeks? That answer in a moment. For Jaron Spingarn, your injury is not just business, it's personal. After suffering devastating injuries in a near-fatal car crash at 18 and dealing with unjust insurance companies in his own case, Jaron decided to dedicate his life's work to help the injured. No law firm is better equipped to handle or understand your case than the law offices of Jaron Spingarn. If you're a victim of a car crash, pedestrian accident, slip and fall, spinal cord injury, wrongful death, or medical malpractice, log on to HireJarrett.com. That's HireJarrett.com, or call 833-HIRE-JARRETT. And instead of getting hustled by your attorney, get the one firm that's going to hustle for you. HireJarrett has the resources, the record of success, and over 1,000 winning cases worth of experience. No injury is minor when it's yours. Call 24/7 for a no-obligation free evaluation of your case. You pay nothing unless you win. Don't let your case become just another number. Log on to HireJarrett.com or call 833-HIRE-JARRETT and see what a difference personalized service can make. Jaron Spingarn has been in your shoes. It changed his life. Let the law offices of Jaron Spingarn help change yours. McEnany is married to pitcher Sean Gilmartin, who is now a free agent but had a minor league deal with the Rays last season. Gilmartin was an All-American at Florida State, Luby's alma mater, and has played for the Mets and Orioles in addition to being on the Rays minor league roster last year. That's today's mini trivia challenge brought to you by the law offices of Jaron Spingarn. For all personal injury matters, and remember, if you don't win, you don't pay 1 cent. Log on to HireJarrett.com or call 833-HIRE-JARRETT, 833-447-3527. Tony, tell us about your travels, what it's like to be at the airport five hours before the plane.
When you see the number of people carrying bags, some of which are bigger than they are, hoping to put them in that overhead compartment,
and the disdain on their face when they're told they can't. The tears they have in their eyes coming down, the streaming, how they have to unpack their bags in front of hundreds of people trying to get on their plane. Oh my, the sadness, the anger, all the emotions are being felt. But nothing better than being at the Detroit Metro Airport, where you can get anything from sushi to the best china and glassware that you can find. But it only happens here in Detroit, the Motor City. Only here will you find the birthplace of the modern automobile.
Defoe and Luby love kicking it old school with the legendary Tony Segretto. Big thanks to Catholic Health Services and Texas Roadhouse. And
here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Beautiful day shaping up here in South Florida. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby, Lubitz with you. On Appeal Yourself Off the Mat Monday, brought to you by personal injury attorney Jared Spingarn, 833-HIRE-JARED. To learn more about that man, he does a phenomenal job. And we've had to juxtapose a few things, so we're all school with Tony Segretto on this Monday in the 9 o'clock hour, as opposed to his usual spot there, Thursdays 8 to 9. Tony Segretto, brought to you by Catholic Health Services and the great people at Texas Roadhouse. Bear with me for a second here, Tony, as I try to develop this idea, because I want to get a quick opinion on something that's going on in college football from you. But we're going to go real old school here, old school boxing, West Coast variety. A good friend of mine who I covered when he was contending for a world championship and eventually became the World Boxing Council bantamweight champion of the world, a guy named Albert Davila, was always on the threshold of getting title shots. He ended up winning the championship on his third try, and he was ranked number one for over a year, due a mandatory title shot. This was when there were only two champions in every weight class and 13 divisions altogether, so it was quite a distinction, especially for a guy in the lower weights, to be a world champion. Big difference in paydays. Anyway, he's waiting around for a year, and the World Boxing Council then decides that even though this other fighter hadn't fought, a guy named Alfonso Zamora, also a great fighter, but hadn't fought in 2 years, he moved from number two to number one in the rankings and moved ahead of my friend Albert, who then was put on the shelf for another year before he got his first title shot against the great Carlos Zarate. But the point of all this being that you shouldn't benefit from not being active. And yet we're seeing this, and that's why I jokingly mentioned that Liberty might be in the national championship game. The Hurricanes are moving up spots even though they're not playing in the national rankings. And it's not like they have a scheduled bye week and other teams that were in the top 10 are losing. It's just that they don't even have enough teams, number one. And number two, you're benefiting from not playing games.
These rankings that we have now are strictly for us to debate. Yep. That's really what they're. Yep. That's entertainment. The rankings that count start tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Those are the ones that count. Those are the ones that will determine the final four that we will see in the semifinals and then in the final. So I'm curious to see how the College Football Playoff Committee tomorrow night at 7 o'clock weighs in on people who have played. People who've had games postponed, you know, the Big Ten is in danger of not playing enough games in certain teams. And it's going to be really, really interesting to see how this plays out. And then my next question would be, whoever does, if we can get to the finish line, and that's a big if yet, if we can get to the finish line, does an asterisk go by the national champion? Like it did with Roger Maris, because he didn't play. He played more games, and this is where they haven't played enough games. I was going to tell you at the outset of the show, I'm on the Orange Bowl committee, and within the Orange Bowl committee, I'm on the football committee. And on Wednesday, we will have our first football committee call going over what happened on Tuesday night. So we will have a much better sense of, you know, where this stands. But I agree with you. I think it's laughable to not play and you move up a spot, maybe two, maybe three, I think is you know. But again, I think that there's only a small choose to a small pool to choose from at this point. So they're doing it's one big game of it's one big game of Jenga, actually. Jenga when you get a chance to look at it. But I love Liberty. I think they're a great story. I think the other great story is Coastal Carolina. You got to love them. They're so much fun to watch. I think UCF has been a fun thing to watch. UCF has been a fun story to watch. So I think I've had a good time kind of really keeping an eye on those schools. And we'll see what happens tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, is going to be the most, I would think, one of the most highly anticipated polls that we've had since this new CFP has begun. Because how they weigh in on this and how they sort of weigh these teams and what they've done is going to be interesting. I don't think it's going to be a big surprise at the first three or four, between, Ohio State, Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson. I don't see that happening. That's probably going to be like we normally see play out. But then the rest of the top 10, curious to see how that plays out.
It's interesting. Yeah, you see a team there at number 9, they're 2-0. Everybody else has played 8 games, and you're trying to make some kind of assessment on that. I'm not a big fan. I don't care about the asterisks so much. We all know 2020.
Yeah,
that whole year has some kind of a special emblem on it to alert people that it was very, very unusual. Go down in history as one of the strangest years in the history of the planet.
I really think that whoever does win it, they should be applauded because they made it to the finish line. They made it through, they made it through the gauntlet. I think that that should be recognized.
Well, God forbid it should be Dabo after the insulting things he had to say about your favorite people there, the administration at Florida State University.
I tell you, Luby, you must be through the roof, Luby.
Luby's not happy, but we know who is through the roof, and that's Catholic Health Services, Tony Segreto, and they do a great job. And right now, I mean, people have to be especially careful with their health and the way they rehab and trying to stay safe and doing all the right things. And Catholic Health Services has always been a leader in that category.
They certainly have. And you talk about being thankful. We need to be thankful for having Catholic Health Services in our community. We talk about this every week. And listeners, I promise you, when you walk away from hearing me talk about this, you probably go, yeah, right, Tony, this is way too good to be true. Well, you know what? In 99.9% of the cases, it's too good to be true, but not in this case. This is true. Catholic Health Services is a special place made up of special people who have passion, integrity, and the expertise to help your loved ones go through what they're going through in terms of rehab and in terms of education. They do it with a pure heart. And they do it with a pure soul, and they do it every single solitary day. It's a step and repeat for them. There is no stepping back. There is no letting down. It's all about making sure that not only you and your family get healthy and that your rehab not only goes well but goes quicker and smoother than you could have ever imagined, but that the community stays safe and the community stays healthy. About education, about rehab, that's why they are ranked as one of the top 10% rehab facilities in the entire country. Catholic Health Services, if you have a question, please call them or go to their website, catholichealthservices.org. Or if you need a place for rehab and you're looking for one, call them as well. They will be able to help you, guide you, and put you in the right place that you need to be. If you're not comfortable going to the hospital or the rehab facility, they will come to you. Catholic Health Services, special place, special people. We're very thankful.
The great Tony Segreto, old school. Wrap things up with Tony on this fine Thanksgiving week. As we'll be with you through Wednesday, we'll be on at Gulfstream Park on Wednesday for a deal Volkswagen Wednesday edition of Degenerate Friday. We'll have our handicappers, and we'll try to pick that trio of games for you on Turkey Day. Nothing better than a Turkey Day three-team winning parlay. Man, that makes any gravy taste good. There's nothing like gravy when it involves the fabulous moolah. Mike Luby-Lubitz at the studio. I'm Jeff DeForest. Tony Segreto will complete things on Old School with Tony Segreto in just a few moments. Now that.
The time.
It's 9:53.com/rules.
940 wins. Driven by offleaseonly.com. The nation's used car destination. 940 wins. Miami Sports.
Barry takes it for three.
He got it off. That is good.
On senior night in Chapel Hill, it's the senior from the Hurricanes who wins it.
Defo and Luby always have a blast kicking it old school with the iconic Tony Segreto. Brought to you by Catholic Health Services and Texas Roadhouse.
We have less than a split second to say goodbye. Tony, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Same to you, Jeff. Same to you, Luby. Love you guys. Very thankful for being with you every week. Have a great day and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Eat lots.
Happy Thanksgiving. Send the love to the fan.
Will do. Al, we'll see you guys tomorrow at 6. It's been a lot of fun being with you on this Peel Yourself Off the Mat Monday, brought to you by personal injury attorney Jared Spingarn. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 as we leave you now that.
The time.
10 a.m., ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go to eat a damn snack.
Look what they've done to my soul.